It's the best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, welcome. It is a foggy, cloudy day around Gauteng, but listen, the music is going to keep you warm and dry. Thank you. Yes. Do you think we should start paying our kids for doing house chores? I say yes, I think we should. But do you? Most of us, especially if you're a parent today, most of us, we only learned about money when we started working. Most of us don't even know how to negotiate for a better deal. Why? We take what is given. Because that's how we were raised. You take what is given. No one taught us how to negotiate for a better deal. Charity begins at home, no? Paying your kids for doing their chores is one way of easily preparing them for adult life and about responsibility and about the workings of this world. Hard work linked to reward. Yes, there are dangers, but indulge me. Shouldn't we normalize paying kids for doing their chores or doing what is expected of them? I say we should, but you tell me why we shouldn't. Hashtag paying kids for doing chores. Do you ever wonder if paying your child for getting good marks or doing their chores around the house would be good for them in the long run? Do you wonder sometimes? Because most parents are likely to say, no, I'm not going to pay my kid for doing what they're supposed to do. However, in paying our kids for good marks or for completing chores, we are teaching them that that 80% or that 7 from school or completing their chores results in a reward. And that reward is the same thing that we experience as adults for working hard. And yes, at times it might feel like a bribe, but paying kids for doing well at school or completing chores also gives us as parents an opportunity to have regular conversations about saving, spending, and most importantly, self-dependence. The problem and the reason why you're saying no is because you are lazy to manage that process. It's not a solution. It is a lesson. So it is, you have to do it over a long haul, not a short period of time. Because we as adults today, we learned about the value of money, kind, trial and error. We didn't know. We never spoke about money with our parents. And chances are, we are repeating the same mistakes with our kids. Right now, does he have an allowance? You'll say yes. But do you pay it monthly? And do you manage or oversee how he manages his money and start or her money and start teaching on that? Why don't we just normalize hashtag paying kids for doing chores? Why don't we? That way, we're enforcing the value of hard work and reward that comes with it. Incentivizing them, yes, for what they're supposed to do. Just like you are. You're supposed to work and you're getting incentivized, aren't you? Or good where it goes. Talk to me. Hashtag paying kids for doing chores. Potsonguli talking about paying kids for doing chores. And I have a 7-year-old son and I pay him on a monthly basis for his chores. He takes out the bin. He picks up the papers outside. And he packs away his shoes because he just likes leaving them all over the place. And from his, in inverted commas, salary, he contributes to food, medical aid, DSTV, water and lights. The rest, he saves. What? 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why we should normalize paying kids for doing chores. 1, it encourages improvement. If you've ever offered to reward your child with money, whether it was for good marks or performing their chores, it is likely that you've seen improvement. because this is an effective way of incentivizing them. And this is backed up by research, by the way, that offering some form of reward does, on average, make a difference at encouraging kids to keep improving. Two, it teaches them responsibility. Getting children to participate and help out at home, even in simple ways, also teaches them about responsibility. Paying them to keep up with these habits can help to foster a great sense of independence and confidence at an early age, right? Which can help to set up a good foundation as they continue to develop into adults. The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons, why I say we should normalize paying kids for doing chores, it helps in those sticky situations. Because children can be stubborn at times, and they are very good negotiators if you really give them an opportunity to. And sometimes you need, you know, sort of a negotiator, a mediator between kids and parents. And you know that sometimes offering a reward can be the only method to get them to budge. So it can prove to be a very helpful tactic in those sticky situations when your child will simply not do what you want them or need them to do. So would you do it? Before I ask you this question, let me first qualify it. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about paying your kids mm-hmm. for doing chores. Mm-hmm. There are different types of chores. Mm-hmm. Life skills, meaning the basics, like hygiene, making your bed, brushing your teeth and so on. Mm-hmm. No pay there. Mm-hmm. No pay. Helping around the house, we pay. Personal development, like good grades, mm. pay. Mm-hmm. Would you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I would pay for good grades. I would, just because I want to encourage my child to do mm-hmm. great, you know. But there's certain chores that I'm not going to pay for. I say pick up, you know, like papers around the yard, I'm asking you to do that. You need to play your part. I won't pay you for that. But if you want something, say you want a particular game that I can't afford, mm. I'll ask you to do a chore that I don't normally ask you to do, so you save up for that. So I'll pay you for probably washing my car every weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay. You save up to that.
JJ?
I'd pay you for washing my car every weekend. Chores in the house, I wouldn't pay.
Why?
Play you stay in the house. Mm. Why am I paying you to do something to create a clean environment?
Life skills.
Yourself? But then me not paying you means that you're going to learn that it's something you have to do, not to always be rewarded for doing it. Because if I start paying, you're going to expect the same thing growing up, that, hey, I'm going to need payment.
I don't think so. I think you will coach it. And I think you are speaking from the very fact. I mean, we're saying no as mm-hmm. parents today, because we are speaking from how we were raised.
100%.
And who said that formula was right?
Has it worked, actually?
Yeah, has it worked in terms of, remember how you had to learn via trial and error what money is?
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
You mm-hmm. only started knowing that when you started getting a salary. Shouldn't you have learned that earlier?
Yeah, but don't be pushed to do it, because I feel like someone sits there waiting to get paid, and that's why they do it. They don't do it because they know that we've all got responsibilities in the house, you know. Mm. And I'm not saying take my responsibilities, but I'm saying you need to be taught from a young age that there are certain things that you have to do in yes. order to contribute
yes.
to the benefit of the household.
For an extra mile, I'll pay you.
If you do it diligently, without me having to remind you, I might just reward you.
All the way from England.
Hey, T-Man, good morning.
Hey.
I think it's very important that Bana should learn about the chores and everything, because me and my other half, we started living abroad when she was about 19. I was 20, 21. And we have to figure out how to pay the bills and everything, mm-hmm. just the two of us, mm-hmm. because we were never taught. We were too early. We were too young when we started living abroad. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a 12-year-old boy. He does all the chores in the house.
Okay.
He emptied the dishwasher. He loaded the dishwasher. He washed the vacuumed the cars over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And he just earned £1, which is equivalent to 20 rand.
Sure.
And now he's saving for a PlayStation 5, which is brilliant.
Okay.
And he's almost there because he's so determined that, you know what, he's going to work hard for this new gadgets that he wants. But the best thing that I've learned out of this is because he knows how to work for his money.
Good.
And he really take care of his gadgets. He's got gadgets that are very old. but they're still in good condition because he knows the pain of working for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon it's very, very, very important to teach the kids at the early age the value of money and also how hard it is to work for something. If you really want to work hard for something, if you want it, you need to work hard for it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's quite important. So I'll advise any parent to start doing that at the early age. It's quite important. Thank you very much. Anyway, that top 10 was amazing, mate. So, yeah, well done. Cheers, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, mate. That's B, all the way from the UK. Nice one. How do you go about it? How much do you pay? Pay your kids half their age. He's 9, 450. 18, 9 rand. And this is for specific chores like taking out the garbage, feeding the pet, cleaning the yard. Pay them the other half if they volunteer around the house to do things that are outside of their chores. Like helping and packing dishes, whatever. I don't know what you structure it according to your household. My last suggestion in terms of how you remunerate them, pay them what this half-half. Do it monthly in cash and teach them to save and how to bank. These are life skills that we were never taught. You and I were never taught this. You are lucky if your parents did this to you. Because we had an allowance, and allowance, but for 5 rand a day. That doesn't even, you need to squander it on the day. And that's why instant gratification is the thing now. But delayed gratification is something that we never really were taught. And you can only be taught, especially using remuneration for things as simple as chores. It is life. That's how life works. I want to debate you about this. I say we should. And I clearly you say no. Call me. 086-00-00959 and tell me why we shouldn't. And like I said, most of us, we are adults and parents today. We learned by trial and error. That one of the biggest mistakes we did, we spend money on things that we shouldn't have spent money on.
Yeah.
And it takes 3 to 5 years to recover from that. And 3 to 5 years is a lifetime.
And that's 3 to 5 years with no pandemic.
Thank you.
So I think now we're working on 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, make it 10.
I can agree
double
with that.
Double it, 10.
Yeah.
For you to recover.
Yeah.
Or to be where your peers are.
Or stable in any way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Malinyalo, are talking about paying kids for doing chores. She says, I pay mine an allowance at the end of the month. They have two options, to spend or to save. If they spend, no more rewards. My son is a victim of this. And if they save, I match the investment and I move the money to a bank account. My daughter bought herself a skateboard in December from her savings. My son, dololo. And he finishes this by saying, men. Your household?
May I finish it? Men that you are raising, ma. So
yeah.
Break the cycle. It's up to us.
Thank you.
Yes. My household, no allowance, but they earn their pocket money. So if they want something and they know the price, like my daughter's all about slime and makeup and fake nails.
Yes.
And watches RuPaul Drag Race. So, and then my son is, you know, going out with his friends, bounce, movies, all of that. They earn it. So they'll come and say, this weekend they want to do this, this. And I say, okay, what are you going to do? And then they'll say, wash the car, collect all the dead leaves in the garden, gogolele the dog poo, you want all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say to them, my daughter even will be like, Mom, I'll paint your nails, even though she's not the best at it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's the effort.
Yes.
And then the second step is, how much are you worth? Because I want them also to know value.
Meaning, how much do you want me to pay you?
Yes. And then whether I think it's real or not, or realistic or right, then we negotiate up and down, and then that's how they do it.
What happens when they come to you when you're broke? Do you then
give them a credit note?
Or?
Yes, we do credit notes, and I do tell them I'm broke because I need them to also to understand that there will be many times where we do not have.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll say, I don't have it now, but we could possibly work towards payday.
Do you
end
monitor
of the month.
What they do with the money?
I do and I don't. I do in that I want to know, I want them to tell me
what they want to do with the money. I will never just
upfront.
Okay. But I don't monitor them because I want to build trust. So once the money's gone, I want to see results. You know, I want to see the slime. I want to see the movie ticket. I want to, and not me saying, did you do this, I just say, so how was the movies? Or how was your new slime? Just to know that there needs to be accountability, but also updating in terms of your finances. I'm basically their financial advisor.
Should we normalize?
We have to teach our children what we had to learn alone. And not because our parents didn't want to. It's just that our prehistoric dispensation was very different.
Normalizing paying your kids for chores, I believe it works 100%. I was taught that if you do something, you need to get rewarded for it. So I teach my kids that in order for you to get something, you need to put something in. So usually I would incentivize them with asking them to get good marks in school. And if they get over 80% for any subject, then they can choose whatever toy they want at the end of the term or at the end of the year. Yeah, so I believe it works. It works very well to actually incentivize your kids for doing chores. I'm 100% for it. My kids do it and we get along like a house on fire.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Oh man, time is not on my side today. My goodness, where did it all go? I want to introduce you to someone. Malihle Khulufelo Askies. I'm only going to have time for one call. I want to introduce you to someone who has taken the show to the streets. Every day when we discuss something on the Best in the City, he does it in his own taxi. Ash, hi.
Hello,
what is Mr. Maluleke?
Every
day you have a conversation in your taxi regarding our topic. So today we're talking about paying kids for chores. What are your passengers say?
Not even a chance.
Why?
Papa Fido Gare, Aga Fangwana, I challenged. Nagosavayo, Nanyo, Navatava, Raka Futabam Tella, so no, they can't do that.
But go ahead.
And also, you see, the thing is, a lot of people, Bahuri Sabana, the way they've been, who experiment and comes new things.
Mm-hmm.
So they become skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of giving a child money,
Ulikai as a parent, because you are there forever coaching, no?
The thing is, something that I realized, we don't spend a lot of time with our children. So don't really have time to monitor a child until
Which is also it's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a reality.
Also,
yes. Yeah, you're right, because we can easily overlook that as well. Yeah.
Definitely.
How do we see and how do we follow you with the conversations that you are having? Because I know you post them, but where?
I post them on all social media, especially go Twitter, your IG, Instagram. So it's just conversations with a taxi driver. That's it.
So follow on conversations with the taxi driver, and that's where we find your conversations at, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for doing this, and we'll support you some more. And we're definitely going to be crossing live to you from time to time to hear how is it going in the streets, yeah?
Yeah, hello, thank you.
Praesh!
Hey, thank you.
The best tea in the city every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.